From Argonaut Securities, Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and what a good way to kick off the week.
All-time highs.
All-time high again. I don't think I'll ever tire of saying all-time high. But we're up 32 points. We're going on that march towards 7,000. So I think we'll get there sometime in August. Up 32 points to 6,911 today. Another all-time high also for the gold price. Not super well in US dollars. It's still about $1,420. But because of the weaker currency, which I'll come to later in the program, it's up to $2,058.
Huge.
Quite extraordinary. Certainly big cash flow pouring into all the gold mines, which we love because a lot of gold's found in Western Australia, as we know. So that was good news today. That kept me happy all day. We're also doing a lot of work now, focusing on diggers and dealers next week in Kalgoorlie.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks off on Monday. Lots of site visits later in the week. Lots of quarterlies to come out by Wednesday. So I'm ploughing through all of those. Nothing really stood out to me today, so I might leave that till tomorrow. What did stand out for me today was Collins Foods having a great result.
So they own KFC, don't they, Collins Foods?
They do. And you know what their code is on the stock market? It's CKF.
CKF.
Isn't that a little great little play on words? Collins Foods. Their code's not CFD for Collins Foods. No, it's CKF, and they own KFC. Like-for-like sales growth up 17% at the moment, or 20% up on like-for-like sales growth. So their profit was up 20%.
Mm.
Shares are up 17% to $8.80. This share was $6 at Christmas time. So it's certainly been
so
a
everybody's
bit of a
buying
winner.
When's the last time you bought some KFC, Kevin?
I can't remember.
Neither
actually.
Can I.
I think it might be 20 years ago. So good. It's yes, you do notice them around. They always think of the Colonel and the 11 secret herbs and spices, but it's obviously doing something right at the moment because everyone's maybe the cricket sponsorship, and we're getting towards the end of that period of time. I don't know what it is, but gee whiz, good to see that happen. I always like to see companies growing. And speaking of companies growing, Bubs.
They make the infant formula, don't they?
They do. And they came out and said today that they were finally cash flow positive. That means all the money they send out, they actually get some back. They get it all back and a little bit. Their revenues for 3 months were $18 million, which, you know, means they might make $70 million in revenue and they might make a little bit of money, and that's fine. But the market capitalization is nearly $700 million. It leaves
huge,
me scratching my
yeah.
head. It is just amazing what valuations people will put on certain companies these days. Particularly when I look at resource companies that generate revenues multiples of that and actually generate profits on a quarterly basis, and they'll probably be valued at less than that. So infant formula, there's no shortage of people that make that and bang it in tins and send it to China. But yes, market loves it. They've certainly got momentum, and good luck to them. That's all I can say. And good luck to you if you're a shareholder of Bubs. Because you'll be a happy chappy, as you would be if you're a shareholder in Wesfarmers today. And then you'll say, ho-hum, Kevin, they've been over $40 before. But that's after they got rid of the coal shares. So it's a pretty good response, up 31 cents today, $40.05. So that was good to see. Commonwealth Bank with the biggest turnover stock today, up 66 to $83.25. The other three banks didn't even move more than 14 cents. So big win for Commonwealth Bank there today. CSL powering along, up another $2, $228 something. Rio up 52. The other two iron ore stocks were down a little bit. Woolies up 15. They lagged Wesfarmers today, but they're still both powering along, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And Woodside up 24 to $34.58. The currency, as I mentioned, getting weak, clinging to 69.08. Means euros are more expensive now. They're 161. Sterling's more expensive. They're 179, thanks to Uncle Boris. And as I've already covered the gold price, there's not much else to say than I'm happy.
Well, Uncle Boris is establishing his war cabinet. He hasn't given his nephew Kevin a call yet to put him into his war cabinet to help him
with Brexit.
No, he knows.
I'm battling the stock market on a daily basis and currently winning, so he's probably just letting me just stay there. Unlike those players who kick goals and they drag him off the field, he's leaving me here.
He's leaving you. Well, look, you've done your job today, up 32 points, 6911. Well done, Kevin.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.